Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 4:39 British Winter Time. Well, this has been an exciting day today. Three big stories out. Well, the US trade deficit widened out to a record 68.9 billion on oil and cars and TV imports. The dollar dropped to a 5-year low against the yen. It's currently down over 3 yen at 116.93, and treasuries are up a point and a quarter, and that's on speculation that you're going to have slower inflation after the wording of the Fed announcement yesterday. And those are sort of the main headlines driving the market. I've been sort of away from the market now for nearly a month because for some scheduled and unscheduled leave, because my father-in-law died the day before the chart seminar, so we had to shoot off to China. Then we had to go to Berlin for my wife's MBA graduation. And then we had our honeymoon, so we shot off to lie around on the beach in Egypt for a couple of weeks. But back now and absolutely raring to go, and the markets could not be more exciting. When I saw the currency moves this morning, I jumped in on the euro because I think that's a potentially important move we're seeing right now. But then when I saw the yen, I said, oh gosh, I really should have gone into the yen. So I opened a short position there too. And the yen is currently down over 3 yen, 116.90. So that's really quite important. Euro and yen are pr really the two that are moving the most today. Swiss francs are also quite strong. They're 127, sorry, 1.2784. It's down 147 points. The cable is really quite flat in here. It's only up just a little bit, up 0.0038. So really nothing to talk about there. So you have this further dollar weakness creeping in here, and the dollar index now is really starting to look quite weak. It's gone straight through that 90 level. It's a little bit off the lows right now. It's down. It's at 89.71. We are seeing a little bit of rounding around here, so it does look like we're going to see a continuation of this bottoming out pattern. Really, quite a large bottoming out pattern in the dollar index. The next really important story is in the precious metals. You did have that upward tail on Monday. Quite a significant down day yesterday, and again we're seeing gold getting hit in here again today. It's down 670 on spot at 512. Palladium is down 825 at 265, and platinum is down 22.9. That's at 973. So a fairly significant down day on the precious metals in here again. This isn't really a reversal of trend, and the even on platinum, which is, really quite a large number on the downside today following what we saw yesterday. When you look at the longer term chart, it's not really looking any bigger in size of corrections than we've seen in some of the past moves. So this I personally wouldn't like to short into this scenario because these things are in secular bull markets, but I'll be looking at these things very closely. I was a bit sorry to see when I've been completely out of the loop with regards to news. I didn't see a newspaper when I was in China. I didn't have time when we were in Germany, and the only newspaper in Egypt that was around was the Daily Mail, which anyone who's from the UK will understand that it is a rag, and it doesn't really carry any business news of worth. I really would rather read nothing than read that, but what I was disappointed to see was that you had these precious metals doing remarkably well for the last 4 or 5 weeks. This is definitely a correction of that really quite strong uptrend. I'll be looking to buy these when they start coming back to more reasonable levels, or at least when I see the first upward dynamic. We haven't seen that yet. I'm pretty confident we're going to see it at some point, probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks, maybe a bit longer. So that's pretty much it for the precious metals. The energy complex, when I came in yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh, these are looking really quite nice. Not particularly natural gas, which is still really quite expensive. After making a new high yesterday, it's down again today. It's down 0.447. It's at 14.98, so almost a full dollar off the high yesterday. But that's going to be one I'm going to be looking at to buy back at cheaper levels, if we do get a correction. Oil is pretty much flat on the day. It's at 61.35. It does look like it's going to start going up again. The sort of the stars really, or the best looking patterns are in gasoline and heating oil. Heating oil really would be my preference, but I can't trade it, so I can't trade it with my broker. So I took the gasoline contract instead. But very similar patterns. They're both looking really quite good. So the energy does look like it's going up. I think there's definitely some money flowing from the precious into the energy into the energy complex, just like we saw the opposite over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Soybeans today, having really looked very nice yesterday, definitely found some resistance at 600. The high of the day today is at 599 and a half. So resistance at 600. It's down 6.5 right now. These are going to be ones to watch as we approach the US growing season. But I don't think really right now, unless it's really quite a speculative position in a long dated future. I'd be very reticent about picking up the front month. Nickel is getting hit a little bit in here today. It's down 540. Just gonna type that ticker in so I can have a look at the chart. It's a stronger down day than or a weaker down day than we've seen over the last couple of weeks. And if we saw a bit of follow through there, it really would take the wind out of this quite good rally we saw from 12,000 in the middle of November. But relatively significant down day there today. And copper, had a good day yesterday, is down $4 in here today at 198.70. Next big story are the treasuries. Treasuries up over 1 point today, and that's on assumptions that because the Fed have taken out the I think it was accommodative, or they retained measured and took out accommodative. People think that inflation is going to go down. I think that is really quite an odd decision. But right now that's a good move in treasuries. It's a bit of an upward dynamic, so we're probably going to see a bit of follow through, but there's some resistance up there at 114, and I'm not at all sure we're going to get through it. So it might be one to take out a short on when it gets closer to that 114 level. Well, definitely one more to short on the rallies than to buy on the dip, certainly. Then into equity markets. Well, everything's pretty dull in here today, barring Japan. Japan was down nearly 2% today, 314 points, bit of a key reversal. Definitely taking fright around that 16,000 level, even after that. The what was they calling it, the heavy finger day, where some trader made a boob and put in the wrong numbers and pushed it down. But I think that did put a bit of a scare into the market. While what we're definitely seeing now is a bit of a consolidation under the 16,000, you'd have to see some follow through on today's move to really put the cat among the pigeons, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. That did take the wind out of the sails out of Europe, and really not an awful lot happened in there today. Stockholm was down 0.6%, and Amsterdam was down about 0.5%, but not really an awful lot happening. In the US, very much the same story. Really, excuse me, quite flat. But Mexico is doing very well. It's up over 1%, and you'll see that chart on the in the chart library. So we're seeing Mexico and Brazil with some still really being quite strong, and the Nikkei quite weak. But that's pretty much it. If there's anything at all we can help you out with, or if there's anything at all, any way we can improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you very much for your time.